Continuing in Orachos Tzadikim, we're up to Gate 22, Shar HaSheker, Falsehood. HaSheker, Da, Ki Kasher, Yishkol HaAdam Kesef, Vizav, B'maznayim, U'mavchim, Ben Kalakavi, when a person weighs gold and silver with the scale, and he differentiates between heavy and light, Kach Yishkol HaAdam Echocham, B'maznayim, Lahavin HaSheker Ve'emes. Just like you're so careful weighing your gold and your silver, that's how you have to be careful weighing your words. Are they emes or sheker? V'yesh chiluk ben sheker the sheker. They're not all shekers created equal. There's a difference. K'etzahomer al eichu zahav also sheker yadu. If you say about wood, it's made out of gold. So everyone knows that it's a sheker. Ha'omer al nechoshes kalal shu zahav also sheker tzarechav chana. There's certain types of metals that look a little bit like gold. So then everybody needs to look more carefully. K'yesh yishne dmus achas. They look the same. V'yesh zayfonim ha'osim dmus ha'nechoshes k'dmus ha'zav. Then you have experts who make counterfeit gold, and mamish looks exactly the same. Even the professionals have a hard time distinguishing between two. Kach inyan machshava. That's how it is with machshava. Yesh mufu bavos esvaras akayim esheker ad shenirishu emes. A person has an idea; it's a false idea, but he comes up with all sorts of svaras. His brain works really well to prove to him that this falsehood is really emes. Aval hachacham meivin kol echad havdo bein esheker bein emes. But a real chacham has to be able to understand to be mavdo between the sheker. This is obvious. Sheker and emes techufim b'leiv echad. Sheker and emes is all mixed together in one heart, and we have to be able to distinguish between the two. Each adam mizuyaf. There is a counterfeit people. I feel sure they have a sheker who nimshach achlor. Even if he knows something sheker, he doesn't care. He goes after the sheker. Kol sheker kishes raios and stadim sheker. Certainly, if he can prove, bring some sort of proof that the sheker is really emes, shadom the emes shivada yimoshech achashiko. It's certainly going to follow the sheker. He's more honest. He'll only go with the sheker when he kind of convinces himself that it really is emes. But a real chacham will negate any svaras of sheker with his chachma. A person's svaros follow his natural, his midos, his character traits. The lazy one comes up with all sorts of svaros and reasons to be lazy. The one the guy with kas, gaiva, comes up with all sorts of svaros to rationalize his kas and his gaiva. A person rationalizes and comes up as far as why he has to be the way he is. Hapazran achar hapazronos, hatzaikon achar tzaikonos, ha'oyev levi avoso, ha'son levi sinoso. Everyone according to the midos that he basically suffers from. And he convinces himself that it's okay, that's the way it's supposed to be, and there's a reason that he's like that, and that's the way he's supposed to be. Levichach adam shirotios ish ha'elokim amiti, if you want to be a true man of God, tzarech lahasir tzchila mimeno kol amidos agros. You have to uproot all bad midos. So that the bad midos don't schlep you in those directions, and then you'll be able to see the truth. Okay, there's nine different sections. The sheker is split up into nine divisions. Ha'echad ha'makchish ba'amisa ba'pikano ba'halva. His friend lends him money or gives him something to watch, and he denies it. Osher made sheker v'chein rabos, or he testifies falsely. V'yesh b'zeh sheker shnei onjim. He has two punishments. Ha'echad machmas sheker. One is because of the sheker. Ki sheker aflo nezeku tov as Hashem yizbarach. Sheker itself is hated by Hashem, even if it doesn't damage anybody. Shenemar sheish heina sonei Hashem v'sheva toavas nafsho einayim ramos b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b- end. Omer Pita Bucha Sanesi. Period. Okay, so the sheker itself is abominable to Hashem, as the pasuk says. And then there's a second type of sheker, very often, depending on the sheker can carry with it nezek to someone else. Someone lends you $100, you deny it, boom. You not only violated sheker, but you basically, in effect, stole $100. So that's case number one. Number two, Hasheni, ein b'guf ha-sheker nezek l'chaveru. The sheker itself is not damage his friend. But a person tricks his friend to think that he's very ehrlich, very honest, very someone you can trust. Then the friend trusts him. Then he can, once he develops that trust, then he can harm him. His mouth, he speaks like a friendship, but in his heart, he's thinking about how he's going to cheat him. And not only God finds sheker abominable, but human beings do also. That's number two. Number three. Not to steal something that really belongs to the guy. He sees a future good that will come to his friend. And he wants in the future take that good thing that's going to be coming to his friend. Or he smooth talks his friends, convince them to give him a matana. And makes up stories to find favor in his friend's eyes, so that somehow his friend's going to end up giving him matanot. One who says sheker, it's as if he's Ovid of Adazara. When Yaakov is dressing up to trick his father, so maybe dad will figure out. But he's the banner of Kim Misatea. Now Misatea is a Lashon of Adazara. Namar of Adazara, Hevel Hema Masei Tatuim. So it's not mamish over the Avodah Zarah, but it's similar to Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's number three. Number four. Harvi Hamashaker Besipur Dvarim. He's telling a story, and he's lying in the story. Sheshama mixes umachlev umskavin lahachlev. Ve'ein lo shum revach bo'osa sheker v'gam lo yadzik oso sheker lachavera. Sometimes many of us fall into this. You're telling over a story, you change some details to make it more exciting. It's not hurting anybody, no one's bothering him, it doesn't affect anybody else, but it's not emes. Something made up the whole story. He becomes like a sheker, like a person, even though he's not gaining anything by it. A person gets used to sheker. So right now, this sheker, you could call, what do we call it in English? It's like a white lie? What's a white lie? It means it's not a big deal. It shouldn't be a big deal. But from that comes to, what's the opposite of a white lie? A black lie? Whatever. From the white lie comes the other lies that carry with it, that are much more severe. V'eich anashim shemachlifim mixas dvarim sheshomu blidats ki'enu tzom alev be'eichim shomu adzom nachkar ala mitosam. People tell over a story, they repeat what they hear, but they didn't pay so much attention to get all the facts down the first time, so when they repeat it, they don't really have all the facts, and they say, change things up. He should make sure to get the facts straight when he tells something over. He should say it over with all the facts. And a person like that will speak forever. In that, people want to hear from him because he's a person who speaks the emes. One more. Chamishi homer lechaver sheyetiv lo, or sheyetiv matano sheyazor lo. Tells his friend to help him or to give him a matana. Help him this way, that way, the other way. Lo amar lo derech habitachon shirtach bo leiv chaveru. Uvishar sheyomer lo kacher b'levav shol lo says v'azal amar v'azal shol edam echa b'vav echa b'leiv. What does that mean? No, I'm not asking for a favor. I'm telling someone else I'm going to do a favor for him. I'm going to do you a tova. I'm going to give you a matzah. I'm going to help you. But I don't really intend on doing it. I'm saying it in my mouth. I'm saying it, but in my brain, I'm not really intending on doing it. I'm not sure what that means. Even his friend's not relying on it, maybe. Mm-hmm.